This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berman. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows on Friday pressed Food and Drug Administration Chief Stephen Hahn to grant an emergency use authorization for Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine by the end of the day. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The FDA was expected to sign off this weekend after an outside panel endorsed the vaccine yesterday. The White House wants approval now. Two administration officials say White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows pushed FDA head Stephen Hahn in a call today to authorize the vaccine by the end of the day or face possible firing. Hahn's disputing the characterization, saying Meadows encouraged the FDA to keep working expeditiously. President Trump's been frustrated with the FDA's pace, especially as other nations beat the U.S. in issuing emergency approvals. The president this morning tweeted at Hahn, "Get the damn vaccines out now." Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Preparations are underway to begin vaccinating Americans against COVID-19. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Richard Pfeiffer with nursing home company Genesis Healthcare says residents and workers will be vaccinated. He expects to see side effects.
These vaccines are very effective. They're potent. They stimulate the immune system very well.
That may create a problem.
One concern we have is trying to avoid vaccinating too many people, staff members that is, on the same day, and having too many people feeling under the weather the next day while the vaccine is kicking.
Professor Richard Moore with the Brown University School of Public Health says there have been no serious side effects during trials.
Pain at the injection site, swelling, is not uncommon.
Moore says the first people vaccinated in the UK tolerated the typical side effects quite